Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know This Weekend. To get you started, Florida continues to wait as Hurricane Irma approaches with its potentially historic strength. The storm is expected to make landfall early Sunday, leading to a hurricane warning for most of South Florida. Meanwhile, the Florida Keys, Miami Beach, and parts of Broward County are under mandatory evacuation orders, with some 660,000 residents under evacuation orders in Miami-Dade County alone. Meteorologist Melissa Nord has this Saturday morning update.
Overnight, what happened to Irma is it made a landfall right around the northern coastline of Cuba. Because there's a lot of mountainous terrain, Irma was partially cut off from those warm ocean waters that fuels it and helps it intensify. And also, being that there is some mountainous terrain, it's kind of doing a number on Irma. The eye is still well defined, but the clouds around that eye are not as bold, symmetrical as they were throughout the day yesterday. Nonetheless, this is still a major hurricane. And it is going to make a landfall in Florida. And that's where it's headed throughout the day today. Category 4 hurricane riding along the coast, and it makes that northward turn, impacting the Florida Keys. Already tropical storm force conditions overtaking the area this morning. Potential landfall in the Florida Keys as we go towards tonight and into the day tomorrow. Slowly pushing its way, that eye, right along southwest Florida. There will be maximum sustained winds at that point, forecasted to be around 150 miles an hour still, which is still a very dangerous, catastrophic Category 4 hurricane. From there, it works its way up the Florida coastline, and being that that eye is right now forecasted to be overland, that will lead to a decrease in the intensity of Irma over time. It's still going to pose significant impacts. We've been forecasting this, and for people in southern Florida, it's been out of time. So it's going to curve to the north today. Tropical storm conditions turn into hurricane force conditions as we go into the latter part of today and tonight. Landfall in the Keys, then in southwest Florida, and it will eventually weaken.
Week 1 of the NFL season is finally here after starting with a bang on Thursday night when the Kansas City Chiefs upset the New England Patriots 42-27. Now it's time for the rest of the league to take the field on Sunday, with one exception. The opener between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Miami Dolphins has been postponed for Week 11 due to Hurricane Irma. For the rest of the action, check out USA Today Sports for our Sunday picks. Next up, South Korea is closely watching North Korea this weekend, since the North could launch another intercontinental ballistic missile as soon as Saturday, when they celebrate the founding anniversary. The Hermit Kingdom had previously marked key dates with displays of military power, but its tests now appear to be driven by the need to improve military capabilities. The North recently conducted its 6th and most powerful nuclear test to date last weekend, during what it claimed was a detonation of a thermonuclear weapon built for its intercontinental missiles. Well, if you're in Philadelphia on Saturday, you may do a double take with some folks riding bikes naked. Saturday marks the 9th annual Philly Naked Bike Ride, when thousands strip down and cycle leisurely through the streets of brotherly love. The purpose centers around highlighting bike and pedestrian safety concerns, human dependence on oil, and body positivity. And last up, it'll be a busy weekend at the U.S. Open in New York. On the men's singles side, the tournament final will see Kevin Anderson face off with Rafael Nadal, as the latter looks for his 16th career Grand Slam title on Sunday. But not before Sloane Stephens and Madison Keys square off on the women's side on Saturday. Tennis Channel's Jonathan Novak has this court report on how they got there.
The women's championship match is set at the U.S. Open after Thursday saw semifinal action, with the Fantastic Four Americans fighting it out for a place in the final. Sloane Stephens was playing in just her second semi at a major, while 37-year-old Venus Williams was looking to reach her 17th final at the Slams. After splitting the opening two sets, it all came down to what was a pulsating third. A real battle between youth and experience, with both players going for their shots and slugging it out like a couple of prize fighters. but it was Stevens who dug deepest and got across the finish line, closing out the biggest win of her career, 7-5 in the decider, to reach her maiden major final. A remarkable achievement for the 24-year-old who was sidelined for 11 months following foot surgery. She'll face Madison Keys for the title after she came through her semifinal against Coco Vandeweghe. Keys is also on the comeback trail after missing much of the season due to a wrist injury. She's now 12-1 since Wimbledon and also beat Vandeweghe to take the title in Stanford last month. She'll also be making her debut in a major final. Keys lost her only previous meeting against Stevens heading into the big one in New York.
You can catch new episodes of Five Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts, including the Amazon Echo. Subscribe for free and please leave us a rating and review. Five Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.